Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Our world is characterized by confusion over the value of human beings. Radical groups, such as People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, often leave the impression that snail darters and other kinds of fish, birds, and even mice are of greater value than people. Those groups express great sympathy for animals, but make no effort to curtail the killing of babies by abortion. Their sympathy is misplaced and just plain stupid. The words of Jesus should make plain how God regards man, the crowning glory of His creation. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Matthew 10:29-31. In the time of Christ, sparrows were sold for food. Two sparrows were sold for a penny. That would amount to about 1/15 of a day's work for a common laborer. This gives some insight into the value men placed on sparrows. But sparrows were valuable in the sight of God who made them. Jesus said concerning sparrows, "Not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father." Luke's language helps to clarify what Jesus said in Matthew. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Luke 12:6. Some scholars believe Jesus was not speaking of sparrows dying and falling on the ground, but rather of their lighting on the ground. In other words, every time a sparrow lights and hops on the ground, God knows and cares. Why did our Lord discuss God's care for sparrows? He had a lesson He wanted all men to know, and that is, human beings are of infinitely greater value than many sparrows. Jesus says that the very hairs of men's heads are numbered. If that does not provide for us the truth of God's care for human beings, all human beings, I would not know how to express it. If God cares for sparrows that are worth so little, at least in the eyes of men, could we not conclude that human beings are of great value to Him? We are made in the image of God. God even arranges for the death penalty for those who kill other human beings. Genesis 9:6. Each time someone commits murder, he eradicates the image of God in the person he kills. Throughout the Word of God, there is constant emphasis on the worth of every individual, including the unborn. The psalmist David writes concerning men, "For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well." Psalm 139:13-14. David affirms that human beings have value from conception. And how could the truth of God's loving care for us be more impressive than these words from the very mouth of Jesus Christ? "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. God never gave His Son to redeem the animals. He gave His Son for us. Christ's discussion of the worth of sparrows compared to the worth of human beings comes in the midst of His informing His disciples about persecution. He urged His disciples not to fear those who kill the body, but were unable to kill the soul. He admonished them to fear God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. He then tells them and us that human beings are of great value in the sight of Almighty God. He concludes His discussion of sparrows by assuring His disciples, "Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." Matthew 10:31. We thank you for listening.